Activity 5B.
I mean, you only have to go down into the street in England and compare it with the French street to hear the difference just in terms of the car horns that are being beeped. And at a traffic lights in England, for instance, when you have the lights change, you don't have the car that tries to whiz through as the light is turning to red. In England, what you have the traffic lights, and you have this zone in the middle where a kind of a yellow square, and even if the light is green, you are not allowed to go through the traffic lights if it means you will have to stop on the yellow zone, which means obviously then when the lights change, then the traffic coming in the opposite direction can go across because there's nothing blocking it its way. Whereas in France, the drivers tend to be much more individual, so they will, even though they know they're going to block the passageway for the people coming across, will nevertheless go and kind of fill the space. So in a sense, the French person, and therefore the French musician, I think is much more individual.
Is it also a question of discipline?
Yeah, I think so, which means that then when it comes to playing in an orchestra, for instance, when you have 12 first violins all having to play the same part at the same time, naturally the English person, the English musician, will play at the same time, will make an effort to play together with the other musicians, whereas a huge generalisation, but the French musician will always think that he is right and the way he's going to play it is the right way to play it, and so will kind of sit there and play the way he wants to play it, regardless of what his next door neighbour or the person in front or the person behind is doing. Which means often there's a great amount of work to be done in French orchestras or even in Italian orchestras, because I think it's the same sort of mentality, simply to get to the orchestra to play together and to think as a unit rather than as individual personalities in the orchestra, which means in terms of results, in England it will be always at a very high level. The orchestras in London play at a very, very high level with very little rehearsal time, which means you'll always be sure of a certain level of excellence. But often I found after 6 years in London that it's rare that you have a concert which is extraordinary or which is that you remember for years and years after the concert. Whereas in France, because you have this kind of streak of individuality, you often have concerts which are complete disasters, because everybody, you feel there's an orchestra of 80 musicians and everybody is pulling in their own direction and not going in the direction proposed by the conductor. But sometimes when the conductor can convince musicians to all go in the same direction, you have the combination of everything going in the same direction combined with 80 very strong personalities in the orchestra, which can give the result of having a concert which is unforgettable and extraordinary in terms of the musical results, which is, I think, something that happens very rarely in England.